Chapter 12, The Faith Message, Part 2. What about you? What will your step of faith be? Maybe you're reading this and saying, I know exactly what you're talking about, Thomas. While others may be saying, I still don't understand what you mean by stepping out on faith. Stepping out on faith may mean stepping out of the boat. Some may say, if it's going to Nicaragua, then I'm not called to do that. But if not Nicaragua, then maybe a mission trip to Mississippi or Kentucky, even with another church. Ask your pastor to find out how you can join another church on its mission trip. By going, it may change your life or the others you tell when you get back. But still others may say, I feel more comfortable in the boat. That's all right, because Jesus only called one person out of the boat when he said to Peter, come. Everyone else stayed in the boat, but be prepared to support those that do step out of the boat. But staying in the boat doesn't mean you can just stay in the middle of the stream, only looking straight ahead at the calm waters. Staying in the boat means you can still build bridges, looking for opportunities to witness to people. Some will say, I don't feel comfortable talking to people about Jesus. Then simply plant seeds and let Jesus grow them. What do I mean by that statement? Pray that God will show you the opportunities every day where you can step out on faith and build a bridge, trusting Him to take control of the circumstances. Helping people who may be stranded on a rock, who need just a little bit of help, showing them a Christian cares. Ask God to show you the opportunities, and He will. The Lord will show you the person, the situation, and the need. He will put on your heart how to help them and how much. But helping someone must be inspired and heartfelt, because if it's not, you will be doing it for the wrong reason. In the Bible, Jesus warns us of this when He says, be careful. When you do good things, don't do them in front of people to be seen by them. If you do that, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. Scripture, Matthew chapter 6, verse 1, New Century Version. Your money. Here's an example of planting seeds. When you're standing in line at the grocery store and you're the third person in line, you suddenly notice the cashier looking over the register tape and a lady looking over her groceries, slowly pushing items to the side, items she did not have enough money to purchase. As she does, everyone in line become restless because they are ready to get home to their families because it's Christmas Eve. Then the lady behind you steps out on faith, trusting God to take over the circumstances. She approaches the cashier with a $20 bill and says, I will pay the difference. And then she looks at the lady and says, Merry Christmas. And as the cashier goes to hand this lady back her change, the lady then says, give that to her too. That's willing to be the one to step out and say, Jesus, I will help her. I will build that bridge. Now, what about the seed part? That's simple. This person just planted a seed in everyone's heart, standing there that day, witnessing what just happened, so that next time they, including myself, may be willing to be the one to step out and help. If we plant the seeds, Jesus will grow them. Imagine that you stop by the busy produce stand and purchase a bag of tomatoes for $3. As you get into your car, you notice an elderly man on a bicycle slowly passing by, looking over at all the new vegetables. Knowing your family will not eat all of those tomatoes, you pull up beside of him, let down your window, and say, here, take this one. As he reaches in the window to take the tomato from your hand, he stares you straight in the eyes and whispers, thank you. At that moment, you are so captivated that you can say nothing back. Only stare into that man's watery eyes because you can't believe what you just did, that you stepped out to help him. building a bridge to his knee. As you drive off, you feel more blessed than he. Simple acts of kindness. That's what people need. Not the big things, just small, simple deeds. Your time. When the lady stands up in front of the church and holds up her hands, showing everyone her physical disability, and says, "I cannot drive. I depend on someone else for everything, to take me to get the medicine I need, and to take me to my doctor appointments. And the one thing I now know, people will give you their money, and people will give you their advice, but people will not give you their time." When did you last build a bridge and give someone your time? Maybe you take the time to stop and help the person who has run out of gas. As you pass by, he holds up a gas can. So you stop, take the 5-gallon gas can, and bring it back to him full of gas. As you go to leave, he calls you an angel because it's Sunday morning and no one else had stopped to help him. Maybe because he wasn't wearing a suit, but an old t-shirt and cut-off blue jeans. Maybe because people didn't want to be late for their church service, but they're the ones who missed out on the true blessing, the true meaning of being a Christian. Then the king will say to the people on his right, "Come, my Father has given you his blessing. Receive the kingdom God has prepared for you since the world was made. I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was alone and away from home, and you invited me into your house. I was without clothes, and you gave me something to wear. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the good people will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and give you food, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you alone and away from home and invite you into our house? When did we see you without clothes and give you something to wear? When did we see you sick or in prison and care for you?" Then the king will answer, "I tell you the truth. Anything you did for even the least of my people here, you also did for me." Scripture, Matthew chapter 25. Verses 34 through 40, New Century Version. Ken France, the founder of Bridges to Prosperity, had shared this with me. Building bridges not only help others cross, but demonstrates the power of the cross. Finally, a dear friend emailed me these words of encouragement, even as I searched out my own heart and purpose. We all must remember that life is a journey, not a destination. And as with any journey, serving the Lord plus loving people equals purpose. And we are all challenged to get out of the boat, move beyond comfort, love without limit. That is where we'll discover not only who we truly are, but the bounty of Christ. After I finished speaking that night, I felt like I had taken another step. All had gone well, the dinner, the message, the new song, and Uncle Robert attending. Everything with one exception. Aunt Jo wasn't there. Dad said she had not felt well all week and was very weak. This was a small disappointment to me, but I knew her thoughts and prayers had been with me.